This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Place to Be Nation's Live Watch Party. We're so glad you can join us today for a sequel of sorts. I'm your host, Steve Willey. We had a great time recording our last show, which was the 2010 DDT Dramatic Dream Wrestling Camp Show, and we received just a ton of positive feedback from listeners. We had really super high numbers for people watching. And so we wanted to kind of decide to attempt a sequel of sorts, thanks to our excitement about it, thanks to your excitement about it. So we are even bringing in the exact same panel. It's like they've never left my living room. First off, from the great state of Michigan, also known as the state of regret at this point in our nation, our resident stout man, Jordan Duncan. Jordan, are you alive? Are you okay?
I can finally breathe out. All right. Yeah, how is Michigan just currently being known as the state of regret? Haven't we been that for a while?
I think you're now more nationally known as the state of regret. Yes.
It's always good to get your name out there, I guess. Our football team is in first place, though. Our NFL team.
Right. Yeah, the college kind of
let
us all down.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. All right, our next guest, hailing from, he's from the nature preserve in your heart. He's ready to protect you from rogue fireworks using only a vinyl umbrella. He is Mr. Glenn Butler.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here, even though I myself personally always live in a state of regret.
Very, very sad. Very sad times indeed.
I did not regret our last live watch, and I don't think we'll regret this one either.
That is true. That is true. I will not regret this, and I don't regret much of what I've done on podcasts with you fine folks. So I'm very glad to be doing this.
We all pretty much put our lives aside to do this show. We just like work, family. It just doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's my daughter's birthday today, by the way.
Well, have her join in.
She's at school.
Pull her out. Well, we are, thanks to Senor Lariato, who is a very big wrestling guy on Twitter, always posting GIFs and videos. We have the 2012 version of the DDT Camp Show. It takes place on May 6, 2012. You could find it on Daily Motion, searching NASU Nature or 2012 DDT. We'll probably find it. And we will also post the video to our Place to Be Nation website, and so you can just pretty much watch along right with us. Laugh, have a great time. It's, you know, Mystery Science Theater of wrestling. Mm-hmm. So are you guys all on the initial screen with some sort of sign in Japanese and English?
Yes, I am.
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. So what we'll do is we will count everyone in who's watching at home,
you know,
and listening at home, for that matter.
Before we do that, anyone who is pause where we are. I don't have it on my phone anymore, but there is an app that you can download, at least on Apple's iPhones, where you can take pictures of other languages and translate it. So anyone who's listening, feel free to do that and let us know what this sign says.
I'm going to guess ahead of time that this is just like an identification sign for the nature school, nature preserve.
See, I'm going totally opposite. I think it says, "Here lies Kenny Omega." That's what I think.
Oh.
And his perm.
Watch out for falling stout man. All right, now we will count everybody in. In 3, 2, 1. And we are oh so live. Mm-hmm. Oh, and there's already a vinyl umbrella. It is.
Oh, got some poncho action.
Oh, yeah. The rain will not stop the dramatic dream team.
Okay, we're gathering by the cabins because apparently it's raining quite a bit.
Already, this is great. Holy cow, it's a storm. Not Land Storm. He is not participating.
Yeah, you appreciate the yellow rain suit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everyone's taking cover. Eventually, men in their underwear will appear. Oh, got the announcer.
Looks kind of like Chikara's Gavin...
loudspeaker?
Yeah, Gavin loudspeaker, like the Japanese equivalent. The camera well protected under what assumes to be grocery bags.
All right, we're gathering in a literal ring.
Ooh, and again, just like last time, we did no research into this. We know just only from the description on Daily Motion who's going to be involved, and here is your favorite and mine, Kota Ibushi,
mm-hmm.
in freshly clean trunks.
Not for long.
Oh, and all of a sudden everyone else is here too.
Okay, I see a wrestler who has since retired, mm-hmm. Yes. taking a sample of the earth.
I believe he put some dandelions in his trunks.
Foreshadowing, I wonder.
El Generico and Pants.
Pants
is
back.
All right.
And is that a new stout man?
Not near.
That's like Mohawk Stout Man.
Oh, and we've got an American lover wearing the red, white, and blue.
Man, oh my. That's almost like Lex Luger 93
yeah,
level tights.
It really is.
And Pants doesn't
Luger.
Like him.
Yeah, maybe it's not even Lex America Luger. That he likes. It's the Lex Express.
He's got a fanny pack on, too.
Well, they immediately go to work after him, 2-on-1.
Yeah, Generico's kind of staying out of the fray right now.
A chin lock, which is what you want to do in a match like this.
Oh, reverse to the hammer lock. Ibushi just casually... Didn't Pants just keister clobber Lex Luger?
I think
that's
so.
Red Pants. There's Pants. Pants wearing the black and blue.
Oh, not Red Pants. Okay.
No, but Nakamura got his red pants from Red Pants.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, everyone's teaming up on the U.S. Whoa. Level right now. Whoa, and he falls out of the ring right under the crowd. That's beautiful.
So I'm guessing this is not a battle royal rules.
No.
No, you have to go over the stone wall and both feet at the grass. Oh, goodness. Now we're trading chin locks and chokeholds now. Can he? Oh, he can't slam him. But, no, he can't slam him either. Lex Luger is trying to shop around his brochures, and Red Pants is not having it.
Handing out coupons, maybe? I'm not sure. Maybe he's got stock in the umbrella sales.
I thought it was a Pokemon sticker, perhaps.
Oh, he's got a USA fanny pack with his trunks.
Mm-hmm.
See, I thought
this
it was
is already breaking down.
Oh, the umbrella's here.
What does the referee think of these stiff umbrella shots? Now, Mohawk Stoutman just tried to assist someone in a pin, so I'm assuming this is an elimination match.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
You need Howard Finkel giving us the rules
and
here.
We are finally heading into the campground.
We are on the move, and Lex Luger is into the tree.
Yeah.
Is he beating him with a small piece of bark?
You know, you use the weapons you have. You know, I don't think this was a fans bring the weapons to the nature preserve match.
Mm-mm.
Ooh, and a stiff back rake.
And he's very proud of himself with that back rake, too.
Okay, now Lex is trying to choke Pants with a small twig.
Mini Mohawk stout. Now, this match is already a little more violent than the last one. Mm-hmm. They're starting with the weapons early. Oh, Red Pants is throwing rocks at Generico.
Jeez, what a jerk.
There's Ibushi.
Did Ibushi steal someone's drink? What is that?
One thing about Ibushi, remember in the last match, he's always very happy with what he's doing. Whether it's shooting fireworks into people's faces, leaping into moving cars, he's just really happy to be doing it all.
Okay, Red Pants just tried to throw something and hit the referee. This is falling apart. Everyone's going into the trees.
Ibushi skipping down the hill. I believe that's the second tree Generico has had his head rammed into.
Okay, Lex is grabbing larger branches now. Is he going to try to joust with Red Pants?
Lex is pretty much acting like my 5-year-old when he goes on a hike. Just picking up the biggest twigs he can, falling all over himself.
Yeah, did he trip over his own feet too?
Yeah.
Okay,
just poking at Lex with
sticks. lots of poking, and then Mohawk Stout Man just runs up and bowls him over. Jesus. That's... Not the stiffest branch shots I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Cody Stoutman is asking for them, I think.
Yeah. I think he's actually being tickled.
Yeah, he was arching his back. Begging for them, I believe.
And we're walking. And we're walking. And is Ibushi climbing the tree? Oh, wait, no. Okay, maybe later.
It's much slicker after the thunderstorm.
Yeah, and so far we've only seen trees, so it's hard to know if we're at the same campsite or not.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure that out. I'm waiting to see if they get to the bridge or the waterfall.
Yep.
Either of which, or both of which, I would love to see.
Or that cabin that held, like, sarcophaguses that were full of salt.
Yeah!
Oh, dear.
Okay, we're headed down toward the river.
Blair Witch level camera work as Ibushi takes that spill.
All right, Lex and Red Pants are building a pile of branches.
And Lex is maybe filthy already. Oh!
Oh, yeah. Oh, stiff big boot to Mohawk Stout Man.
Did Lex take something in between the eyes?
Yeah, I don't know what that was. I just saw his head jerk back.
And he slammed him!
Oh. Onto a pile of large...
That actually would not feel good.
Oh. But he kicks out. Because he believes in the American way.
I believe his favorite movie was listed as Gung Ho in the descriptions of the match.
Generico threatening the referee.
Yeah, this is very odd to see.
Yeah, the referee is like getting between them. I wonder what Generico was going to do there. Instead, he just gets drop-kicked by Mohawk Stoutman. Not quite sure what Ibushi's doing to Lex here.
I believe Ibushi is trying to murder Lex. I think he's trying to throw him off a cliff.
Well, I mean, that's one way to eliminate a guy.
Dropkick to an American flag. Pants.
You know, these colors don't run, Mr. Ibushi.
Lex is now very pleased with this weed he's popped up.
Was he fearful that it was poison oak?
And, you know, Pants and Red Pants are walking down the trail. Maybe this nature walk isn't as peaceful as one might have hoped.
Well, there's definitely a different dynamic to this. A 6-way as opposed to a 3-way tag match. Mm-hmm. There's not as much strategizing.
I'd still expect to see a fair bit of cooperation, though.
Oh, no.
That's mean!
Man. Generico has stolen Lex's fanny pack and put it on, taken it as his own, and Lex is crushed.
I think he took his powers, and right after that we see a suplex sending both men, Red Pants and Pants, down the hill. Both of our pants are in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, Pants is stuck in a little brook.
A ditch of some kind.
Hogan?
No, Steve. Sorry.
Lynn?
Yes. Generico has
a God.
Boy. He used that boy as a weapon.
Oh, man.
My God.
And this is probably the moment when he contemplated giving up wrestling to help the children. This may be, you know, we might be watching when El Generico really changed his tune on what he was doing with life.
Maybe, because did you see the look of joy on that little boy's face?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where he got to do injury to a man. Okay, we're across the brook with Lex trying to get his fanny pack back.
Pants is posing for some pictures. Always a good thing to do mid-match.
Oh.
Meanwhile, Lex did a somersault flip that was not needed over a log.
Pants and Pants are getting into it with fistfuls of dirt, it looks like. And we're walking. Oh, there's a bridge.
That does look similar to the last one, but it's hard to tell if it's the same one.
Is the referee kicking Lex in the butt? Or just a random
fan? I think
fan?
It's Ibushi, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh!
Yeah.
Lex is into the drink.
Oh, but he goes under the bridge.
Generico playing with something.
Is it the fanny pack?
Yeah, we've got the same view as the crowd recording.
Generico is going to the bathroom.
Oh, okay. I thought he caught possibly a squirrel or a chipmunk of some kind.
Oh, that's inappropriate. You're at work, sir.
Yeah, come on. Not only that, I mean, just head down into the brook and do what you got to do while administering pain. You got
to
win the
Unless
match.
Unless it was all chicanery, trying to take a break.
Mm-hmm. I think that might be.
Yeah, that is an odd way to play possum.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, as a basketball coach, I'm teaching my kids that at practice tonight. We call it the fake pee drill.
Hmm.
It's never worked.
No.
All right, everyone's brawling by the river now. So more people have got to get sent into the drink. Dueling chops.
I have this theory that Pants and Red Pants are actually in cahoots.
Yeah, they seem to be smiling at everything they do, even when they're hitting each other.
And everything is a little bit light that they're doing to each other.
Mm-hmm.
He can't. Can he slam him into the river?
No. That's got a steady stream, too. That's not just a lazy river.
No. Oh, they...
Oh, no, they both fell in.
Whoa!
He lost his footing on the riverbank. And they're gone. Being carried by the stream.
How great would it be if that's the last we see of them?
To the
ever.
Delight and fear of the crowd.
Yeah, even if it's a campsite match, if you get carried by the river out to the ocean, is that like a count out?
I feel like maybe like the ring is the entire campground. I mean, so the ref's pretty generous there, but if you leave, you know, the actual campsite, you probably have to be counted out. So, Steve, you're watching with volume on. What does the crowd sound like when watching the shows? Is it just shrieks? Is it?
There were some definite shrieks when Red Pants and regular pants El Señor. Is it El Hijo de Pants?
I've actually got a new name for them. If you guys don't mind.
Oh, no problem.
Let's go with Pants and Wolfpack Pants.
Oh,
all right.
I mean, we've got Lex Luger, so let's go with Wolfpack Pants.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mini stout dropped.
You know what?
Fell down.
You never turn your back on the Wolfpack.
You might end up in a babbling brook.
Oh, and we're all muddy. Oh, God, look at Lex's shorts.
This is a disgrace to the American flag. And Lex Luger. And whoever that guy is.
Why is there a fan wearing an actual sport coat and slacks in the crowd?
Perhaps he's the CEO of the campsite.
Could be. Ibushi working a hold.
Seriously, no one is as filthy as Lex.
Lex is gasping for air, audibly gasping for breath.
I really do think it's a Lex Luger fan tribute more than an American thing, because even the mullet is there.
Right.
If we get a solid forearm shot, we'll know. Oh! Running clothesline onto the bench.
Oh, but he kicks out. He's tough. He's double tough.
And Generico arguing with the referee. Seeing a darker side of El Generico in this match.
Yeah, they might be getting rather afield, but has arguing with the referee ever worked?
I mean, I can't say that it has.
Like, the referee isn't going to reverse his decision, say, oh no, that was three. Lex, sent into the mud again, kicks out.
Yeah, I'm starting to think this is not elimination, because somebody would be gone by now.
Now, there are two refs in this match, I've just noticed. We have
Well, you need regulars to handle all this action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've learned. They've learned from recent... he's got some sort of bottle of orange, perhaps Gatorade. Red pants.
We're heading into a clearing. Oh, we're back at the ring.
Oh, okay.
Up the embankment in the mist!
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh!
Sends Generico crashing down the hill. And he hits him with the bottle!
He fell nearly 2 or 2.5 feet.
Lex is picking up grass stains now.
Does he have a... He pulled something out? Is that another hotel key or coupon?
He thought he was at a key party. He's not even a trained... He's not even a trained wrestler.
Oh, no!
I want them to head into these cabins so we can... I'm starting to think this might be the same campground, you guys. Meanwhile, while I'm talking about this, Kota Ibushi with a moonsault and mini stout with a nice splash.
Yeah, bringing the work rate suddenly, but it fails to eliminate pants.
Lex swoops in to try and steal a pin as well.
Wolfpack is washing himself off. You know, I think if he has time to go over to the sink and wash himself off, everybody turned their back on the Wolfpack.
That's true.
Oh, Ibushi is going into the bathroom?
He's got a
Coke. With a bottle of Coke.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, Generico is taking a turn.
We're all washing up now. Where's Lex? He needs this more than anyone.
Not only is this something you just probably want to do if you're that filthy, it's actually a good strategy. If you can wet yourself down and get slippery, it's going to be harder to slam you, suplex you.
Oh, is that like a shower stall?
It could be. Pants? Making a proclamation of some kind.
I have sent Mohawk Stoutman into the shower. He is done. He will not return. I have killed Mohawk Stoutman. Oh. Look at him die.
He is not happy to be in there.
He found the doorknob. And he doesn't want no part. Whoa. Don't take it off, man. Don't take it off. It's okay.
Umos has some... Made this an R-rated...
Yeah.
They're all washing off.
Yeah, we almost saw Mohawk Stoutman's little stout man. Alright, he didn't turn his back on the wolf pack. He's back on it now.
Snapmare Shakedown.
Oh, grinding him right after... Grinding him into the grass right after he washed up. That's mean. Mm-hmm. Ibushi's back with a bottle of Coke?
I think he's got some Mentos and Coke. That's the only thing I can think of. He's going to be sad when he finds out it's not a diet.
He's a sadistic freak.
red pants, wolf pack pants, little case of OCD. He just keeps trying to wipe himself clean.
Yeah.
Again, for the third time, going into the, trough.
Maybe his pants are a rental. You know, you don't want to get stiffed by having to pay for those things if you just want them for 24 hours or so.
Oh, someone wearing a Bret Hart Art Foundation t-shirt with a clear poncho over it, of course. Oh, what is that?
Man.
Jeez. Is that a grave? I mean, what?
Yeah, there's a large depression in the earth here. The pants just went sailing in.
Yeah, and Lex comes flying in a move reminiscent of basically any schoolyard.
Was it an axe handle?
Yeah, any kid who's ever wrestled with their friends in the yard has tried that maneuver, where you just generically leap onto your friend,
so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ever generically leapt on your friends? Oh, and Lex is sent back into the dirt. Come on, man.
What a... Oh, pants... pouring one out for his homies. Ibushi dropping the coke on Lex, trying to revive him.
Lex is disgusting.
Oh, pants, double knees. Lex kicks out again.
This depression won't bring Lex down. Ibushi planning something else again. Devious.
I'm going to make a call based off of what I know about Japanese history and say that depression they were in was actually the footprint of Godzilla. So he might make a run in here, guys. Who knows what's going to happen?
Well, if he doesn't, our next live watch is going to have to be a match from Kaiju Big Battle.
That sounds good to me. Now they're on a nice paved road.
Yeah, we're at the, road tour section of the nature preserve.
Yeah, I mean, there's pluses and minuses to being on the road. Obviously, you don't want to get slammed on it, but you don't have to worry about slipping and falling like they were doing in the mud and in the grass.
Hopefully, but it's been raining. The road might still be slick.
It's true.
Lex surprised me. He spoke, and he sounds a little bit like the Bill Bixby version of the Incredible Hulk. Oh. Kota Ibushi has disappointed me in this match, by the way.
Yeah, really mailing it in.
Yep.
Yeah, there were a couple of seconds. That moonsault was pretty nice, but that's pretty much the only notable thing he's done so far here. Mohawk Stout Man trying to take it to Lex, trying to German suplex him on the road!
Oh my goodness.
Oh, but he blocks it.
Meanwhile, Wolfpack is trying to break it up or something, and he's just being held, by a chain! I thought he was just like in a neck grip.
Generico going to do a springboard off the wood fence. Yes! For a pin? No! And again, arguing.
Biggest high spot of the night so far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, the referee is not happy that he had a count on the mud.
Now, you have to wonder, already having watched two of these, you know, the last one had the car and the fireworks and Voltron. I just wonder if the rain had any effect on anything that they had planned for this match.
Yeah, you think maybe if they had any special crappy costumes that they might have gotten waterlogged? Yeah,
or maybe like they left their fireworks out and they got wet.
Yeah, maybe. That would be tragic.
Yeah, the bar is set high. I feel like this has had more action in terms of wrestling, but we haven't seen chicanery yet.
Yeah,
No way.
It hasn't really had the landmarks.
Generico!
With this tornado DDT.
Off of a tree! Vintage!
And not a healthy-looking tree, either.
No.
That tree could have went down.
Well, I would hope that on the nature preserve, they check the trees for rot regularly. Yeah. We saw that in the previous match. The referee started checking the trees.
Maybe that's what Generico was doing when he was hurling bark at everyone. Maybe he was concerned.
Oh man!
Wow!
Oh, Mohawk Stoutman rolling down the hill does a header into a pole. Oh no! Now we're all head down the hill. Here's a tent.
Yeah.
What are we gonna do in the tent?
I'm hoping something happens with this tent.
Ibushi's thrown into it. What's going on inside?
Okay, the referee's unzipping it.
Maybe he'll come out in a sleeping bag?
Bushi got kind of caught up in the flap, and we're all heading in.
For a sleepover.
Oh.
It'd be pretty cool if they all came out and they've all traded gear.
Well, you know, everyone washed up, and now it's time for bed.
All six plus the camera person.
Is a ref in the tent, though?
I think I saw a ref go in with them, yeah.
Someone could be pinned, and we wouldn't know.
Maybe. Man, this is a pretty rambunctious sleepover right here.
Yeah, Lex's shirt is just disgusting me every time I see it.
Yeah, Lex is really, really gross at this point.
What is...
He's biting his ass!
His bare butt.
Is that Ibushi?
I think so.
Yeah! He took down Ibushi's tights and he's biting him! Lex, what are you doing?
This explains the related video on the side, the Alexa Bliss back door that we were seeing there, Glenn.
Oh, no! And Generico tries to pin him off of that.
I'm not sure I'd want to kick out.
Lex has his fanny pack back. That's,
Generico, like, feeling up somebody's poncho? What the hell
he's
is he doing?
He's trying to protect himself by grabbing a female member of the audience.
It looks as if he's lost feeling to his fingers.
Yeah, I was just going to say, after Lex did a back rake, Generico was moving his fingers around to see if he still had feeling in them, which I think is an odd reaction to a back rake.
Yeah. Really got in deep with the nerves there.
I guess.
Pants has a bandana wrapped around his left hand. I hope he's okay.
Okay, trying to do like a surfboard stretch-like maneuver onto Wolfpack Pants.
Mm-hmm. Thought he was going to curb stomp him into the trail.
It looks like he's thinking of a curb stomp, but...
Okay, I guess we're out of the tent. We're brawling back in the clearing here. Lex wants to be good. He wants to shake hands. He wants to end this amicably.
I don't blame him.
Oh, and he gives him the Ric Flair treatment. Oh, no.
But Pants is trying to get him back.
Up high, down low. Oh.
He's slowly raking the back. Lots of back rakes in this match. Yeah. More back rakes than I think happened in any other match in 2012.
What? Was Hollywood Hogan wrestling in 2012?
Okay, what's everyone doing to Stoutman's behind here?
Something's going in there.
There's stuff in the pants.
There's stuff in full of twigs?
Oh, please. Rocks? Don't light it.
What? What is happening?
And why is he like debilitated?
Oh my god.
Oh no. Oh no. No. Please tell me that's not what I think it is.
Vinny Stoutman is getting doused in what I thought was contact solution.
Wolfpack found a set of stairs.
I still am convinced that Pants and Wolfpack Pants are working together.
I thought maybe he was going to try to do like a crossbite or something off the stairs. He was just sitting there, taking a break. He's
going to rip off his pants.
They've got signs. They're fighting with the signs like they're the huge Q-tips on American Gladiators.
For some reason, they have numbers on them. 10-4.
Oh, Pants is sent down the stairs.
Just hit him with a Ty Dillinger sign.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Generico sneaking in with the cover. No!
Mohawk Stoutman apparently cleared out his tights. Wolfpack is keeping his Ty Dillinger sign, and he's threatening... Wait, who's that who just pulled a fan in front of him? Kota Ibushi! Come on, man!
Ibushi's got a hostage.
And he does not seem to be, like, cooperative at all.
So he's not going to... Oh, Ibushi has tricked everyone and grabbed the sign away.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my dear God. He slapped him on the head. Oh. And now kind of patting him gingerly on the back.
Just wrecking him like a private school elementary kid.
Battering ram with the... and he turns on Lex.
He's lightly... Lightly flapping at people.
Maybe he's going for the rarely used concussion by multiple light taps upon the noggin.
Yep.
Oh, and now he's at the top of the stairs.
Uh-oh.
Can he take out every living, breathing thing?
Whoa! Springboard from about, I'd say, 75 feet in the air. Or 10.
The referee crouches down. I don't know what to do with this. Jericho kicks out.
Yeah, he has no idea who to pin. That stalling cost him. Took way too long. He just couldn't decide who to pin.
Yeah, now it's too late. Everyone's going to kick out now.
He literally made the worst choice possible, and then made the second worst choice, and then third worst.
Tried to pin him with the sign, and still nothing.
Well, if this is single elimination, why are they piling on a guy?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think... Oh, wow. Just a huge hunk of mud right on Ibushi's chest. I hope that's mud.
No, he's grabbing it fistfuls out of the ground.
Snarko's had enough.
Yeah. And the crowd is really, like, shrinking their workspace here. They're really pressing in to get a view of the action.
Yeah, they need to get a move on to another clearing. Oh, so someone's hiding behind the U.S. flag. I wonder who that is. And Pants is looking around. He doesn't see anything, just a flag hanging there. Unless... Oh, the crowds might be telling him they're...
Seems a little suspicious.
Oh, there's a pair of boots under here. Oh, hey, there's an extremely dingy man under here. Oh, puts up the white flag.
He surrenders.
Kota's probably looking for that washroom again.
Oh, Ibushi and Wolfpack. They've made a pack.
Oh my god, they found more dirt to send Lex into. More mud and puddles and... Oh, this is gross.
Oh, the ring announcer has made an appearance. He has the bell, just in case.
This is like when kids play in the dirt and then come in and track it all over the house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just so into the mud now.
He's got a Patriot mask on, and he just blew it all over himself.
So anyone listening, go do us a favor. Start the episode over again. Start the match over again. And just count how many times Lex just falls. Not is knocked down, but just falls or trips.
I think Generico just did the same. And
Lex slapped Generico with his mask and celebrated like he won the title.
to a lot of crowd heat. The crowd was not pleased with that.
Mm. Treat those masks with respect. Your shirt, however, do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, that shirt needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's stout, man. Working some chain wrestling. Uh-oh.
Oh, we've got a car.
Okay, things are picking up.
There might be another pickup truck.
Oh, Jesus. Lex throws Mini Stoutman and shatters the windshield right in Generico's face.
He looks stunned that he did it, too.
And Generico's in the driver's seat, and he is shocked.
Oh.
A fan is interfering?
I think that's his car. He's pissed.
Oh, oh no! You'd better replace that window, DDT Wrestling.
That's a great way to start a feud.
Oh, truck is moving.
I don't know if Generico knows how to drive stick. The referee is helping him pop the clutch. And here goes Generico.
Oh, running into Mohawk Stoutman. Don't go down, Mohawk Stoutman. Oh.
Okay, it's breaking down and it's not good. Generico's done. It just goes to the back.
Yeah,
that poor man.
This is nothing to celebrate, El Generico. I was just thinking, this is mid-2012. When was it that El Generico retired? That can't have been that long after this.
Did it? Was like he left Ring of Honor and retired after the Ladder War match.
Yep. And then, unrelated, WWE signed a guy named Sami Zayn in January of 2013.
Hmm. Bushi's got a massive rock.
Throw! Oh,
Jesus!
Throws it right and left. Steps it. Man.
I feel like Kota Ibushi is a jerk.
At least we're back at the washrooms now. Is that like a crossbow?
Oh my god. What?
He's trying to... Oh, it's that thing that starts a fire, like with twigs.
Right in his... He got it right in his belly button? He's tapping it out.
Is that our first elimination? Is that...
I don't know if the referee counted that. Wolfpack is out with the hose. Where's Lex? Hose down Lex.
Oh, there he is. Oh, he missed. More missed.
There's no water pressure here.
That's actually a decent strategy to get Lex wet, because clearly he has no interest in being clean. So maybe he's got, like, a phobia of water.
It's very, and he has very poor balance.
Yeah. This is great because the video froze for me for a second, and it just went from Lex to all of a sudden El Generico in a kayak being pushed downstream.
Generico can't even fit in the kayak.
Yeah, he can't even fit in. The stream isn't deep enough because Ibushi can just stand there and pull the thing around.
Here comes another kayak.
Oh, Lex has another one. Is Ibushi just going to use this to bash him over the head, or is he going to get in there? Okay, he's getting in.
He's going to moonsault out of a kayak eventually.
I think they're heading to the Tunnel of Love.
Free is pushing him off.
The ref gives him a nice little shove.
The ref is trying to get Generico going here. Come down the rapids? This is a very rocky path.
Yeah, this is not smart. As they trade blows back and forth.
This is like the Nick Patrick of DDT refs.
Lex is over here to help now.
Generico bleeding.
And they're stuck, and they're moving, and they're stuck again. This isn't going very well, guys. Trading fists and elbows, and I think they got to give up on these.
I legitimately think you could pin El Generico right now. I mean, he's in no position to kick out.
Yeah, but his shoulders weren't touching anything.
Well, you know, I mean...
Oh, and Lex...
Oh, Lex is falling out again. All right, that's at least the fourth time.
Ole!
Dance is now dead. He's shoving Ibushi down the river, and it's still failing.
Generico has his kayak up. He's going to bash Lex with it. No, he's going to drop it.
Oh my god. I legitimately wonder, have any of these guys ever seen a kayak? Like, do they not know, like, its purpose or its function?
All right, I was thinking for a while that this wasn't as good as the other one, but this whole segment is this is beautiful.
Generico can't stand.
I think I want to download this match and just put the Benny Hill theme music here.
I guess there's Generico shoving the kayak and clipping Ibushi from behind.
All right, it looks like Generico and Ibushi are preparing to joust with their kayaks. No, he's gonna and drop them again. Oh god.
This is basically me on a rowing trip. All right, time to get out of the rowboat. Whoops, I've taken on water. All right, push it back, get out. Oh, there goes my kid.
Okay, now that our wrestling boots are all waterlogged, we're going to try to get these kayaks out and return them to their owners, hopefully.
Yeah, one of the many reasons I would not be a pro wrestler is I don't think I could continue a match if my boots were wet. I would just tap out right there.
Ibushi has some sort of giant Jenga.
Oh, man. You know, you see...
This looks like the campground bonfire area, but it was just raining.
Yeah, they wasted their fire starter on Mini Stout's belly, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Jordan, as a Survivor aficionado, what would you do in this situation where you have a pre-built Jenga log?
Well, I personally, if you find a structure that's made like that, it's got to be some sort of clue or a hidden immunity idol. So Ibushi's doing the right thing by inspecting it. You know, there might be a secret advantage, and all of a sudden Lex has a book of some kind, a comic book?
It's a manga of some sort, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure a minute ago, while he was reading the book, Lex crossed himself.
Yeah. So did they, is it the manga, or manga, how do we
manga,
pronounce
yeah.
it? Is it a manga Bible?
Could be me.
Is this an altar of some kind?
I think it is.
A prayer circle or something?
Generico seems
to think so.
This is really turned odd.
Oh, we've got the fire going.
Oh, Generico was just appealing to the fire gods.
Oh, okay. Well, duh.
Oh, the referee was going to throw Lex's mask on the fire?
Gosh, ref. And that ref is not wearing matching ref shirts.
Lex has a commemorative plate? which is now on the fire, thanks to Ibushi.
I feel like Lex just...
Oh, I think they're just taking a little time to warm up. Everyone's gathered around.
Yeah.
I mean, they're trying to warm up his hands.
Dry off.
You know, kayaking gone wrong, it chills you.
Drying off his boots? Generico, really the smart one here.
You know, for those who are watching and maybe are new to pro wrestling, this moment right here is what we call work rate.
Oh my god, Ibushi is a dick.
Yeah, trying to throw your opponent into the bonfire. Come on, Generico.
That poor plate from the Franklin Mint, I'm guessing. Just sitting there.
Pants is appealing to their sense of fire.
Decency and honor. Spelled with a U.
Yes. Before we are pro wrestlers, we are humans, brothers.
You sure about that?
Have we won a match if we have really... If we really won a match if a life has been lost?
Okay, now we're forming a prayer circle.
Yep, I think they're going to sing Kumbaya around the fire.
Erica was inviting the referee.
Oh, that's okay. Nice.
This is beautiful.
I wouldn't trust Kota Ibushi right now with my life.
We're doing the wave.
Oh, Ibushi just got burned.
Oh, no.
You know what? It serves him right.
Okay, we're gonna try to reform the circle here.
Oh, are they trying to see who can last the longest?
Oh.
We're dancing now. Okay. This, too. Great work rate.
Yeah.
You know, there's a reason Ibushi is known as a great wrestler.
This is why people say Japanese wrestling is way better than what you see in the States.
I think Generico's trying to teach him how to skank in a circle.
Yep.
Oh!
A skank circle is another term that unrelated to wrestling.
Yeah, hashtag that. Oh, chop around the fire circle. Oh!
not on the referee, though. That would be wrong.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys noticed the shift in wind that shot.
Oh, yeah.
The fire in Generico.
Yeah, this is a little dangerous here. And he did chop the referee, Generico!
Jeez.
No! And number Lex, five. Of course. Oh, Lex, come on. And we're on the move. We've had enough of the bonfire.
Bonfire's getting big enough that you don't want to get too close to it.
Yeah. See, I feel like this match, they said, you know what, let's really show off the campground a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Maybe this is done by the Japanese Tourism Board.
Yeah, because now I have a feel of what I'd be in for if I decided to go camping in Japan. I could kayak. I could make a bonfire. Someone could shove sticks in my underwear and try to light me on fire.
You could form a peaceful prayer circle that ends in chops around the Rosie.
Kota Ibushi could try to end my life.
Ibushi with the Pele kick Pele after kick, an exchange of...
Mini Stouts always seems to be there to pile on the pin, doesn't he? Although this time he broke it up.
He's the ultimate opportunist of this match.
Yeah, the edge, so to speak.
I see clearly.
I'm not seeing very clearly here. Not on this day.
I want to know where the owner of that car went, because he was not pleased.
He's probably filing a claim. I mean...
Pants and Wolfpack Pants tried to do, like, a high-low on Generico, but they both went high.
Yeah, they both went high.
And now a figure four neck lock? Oh, a string of them.
Oh, man.
Oh, not Lex. He's too gross.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
He hit his head on the tree again.
Dumbest man on the planet.
He is such a freaking klutz.
I like how he's got, like, the Toru Yano, like... But his top man is stuck in a tree, and the ref's putting the boots to him.
Yeah, he's
trying
just,
to kick him through.
One of my favorite fans in the crowd is the El Generico fan who's got a pair of leggings and then, like, a gold lame skirt on, a Generico shirt, and, like, a gray sweater. It's quite the look.
It's a good fashion statement.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's spring in Japan. You got to get your spring looks right. Generico trying to... do something to Mohawk Stoutman in the tree.
Crohn's
that's not working.
Is more than a bathroom disease.
Nausea. What happened with Mini Stoutman's
fatigue
trunks that were filled with twigs and
the next time he showed up, all that stuff was just gone.
There's a man frying a turkey for no apparent reason.
Hey, why not? If you've got it, flaunt it. And we're back at the river.
Sorry, fellas, I just had a pop-up ad start loudly. Well, speaking to you, I'm not sure if that picked up, okay?
Nope.
But it was informative about Crohn's disease, so, you know.
Well, that's good. We here at the Place to Be Nation like to have some public service announcements from time to time.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, Crohn's disease, I believe I can speak for everyone at the Place to Be Nation who say we do not approve of this disease.
No, not at all. It is akin to having sticks shoved into your trunks and being lit on fire.
Oh, no! Double knees by Pants onto Mohawk Stoutman, pinning him in the river!
Oh, Ibushi with the save. That was a pretty good move, actually.
Yeah, it was. I mean,
he was going to run, and he took his time to measure his steps so he didn't fall like a Lex.
That's got to be hard on the knees. You're on the rocks. Mohawk Stoutman is just tuckered out.
I do kind of wish that Lex had been the one to try that move.
What is going on here?
Is that hot water in the barrel?
Yeah.
What in the world?
Did he try to
throw Lex in there?
Oh my gosh.
Oh no!
Oh my dear God!
No! Save him!
Kota Ibushi is a menace to society. Oh my lord!
There was a barrel of water over a fire and he threw dirty Lex Luger in there!
Dear God.
That did not clean him. That only... Okay, well, his shirt seems to be decaying rapidly.
That might be the only thing that was going to do it, though, for that shirt.
This is getting dangerous.
Oh, my gosh.
Ibushi just Irish-whipped Pants into the bonfire. What the hell are these people doing?
This has broken down really bad and really quickly. Oh, running knee
strike. Kinshasa! Oh my god.
In Wisconsin, way north Wisconsin, they have this thing called a fish boil where they take a big 55-gallon drum like that. It's very bizarre. I've never had it, and I think they just boil fish and seafood in it, and that's they just boiled Lex in it.
Yeah, on the mid East Coast, they do that with crabs.
Ah,
so you can get your low country crab boil. We had a low country Lex boil.
Yeah, apparently in Japan they do it with clumsy wrestlers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're setting up a sheet of plywood as a table here.
Perhaps one of the most unique table spots we're ever going to see.
Okay.
You definitely want to go through the center part of that table.
Yeah.
Never a fan of when the refs helped the setup. Oh, Huluva kick!
He stole that Huluva kick!
I believe El Generico just called it the Yakuza kick. That's what they called it.
Oh, we are in Japan.
Yeah.
Brainbuster through the table.
Oh my god, is that gonna do it?
It's gotta.
There's your
He's got ball. It.
Oh, they even called the move in the caption.
Brainbuster in 63 minutes and 58 seconds, so that was cut a little bit.
It must have been, yeah. Wonder what classics we missed out on.
Probably the searing of Lex's flesh.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, Generico's making an announcement. Is he saying anything?
He says, I don't speak Japanese, sorry.
Okay. Fair enough.
Something got a big laugh.
Trying to turn up so the fans can hear. Generico saying it was a very unique experience for him. He got to go in a canoe. Thank you very much for experiencing this. He does not speak Japanese. He did speak in his broken English, which Generico is a man of the people, being able to speak in broken English to people in Japan. Yeah, a man from Mexico.
He's a worldly man. All right, well, fellas.
Oh.
Yeah, this is something.
And it started raining again. Generico, looking like Mary Poppins.
Maybe he's going to float away.
You know, I wouldn't be that surprised if Generico had a bag that was bigger on the inside. Held all of his weapons and wrestling gear.
Oh my gosh, well, Kota Ibushi is too choked up to talk.
He's upset that he didn't kill a man. I'm telling you.
Generico is asking the crowd to sing a song with him.
All right.
They chanted together.
Right. Well, that's a nice moment of togetherness. Yes. Fellas, what do we make of this match?
I feel like there's a lot of expectations that were placed upon it for anyone who watched the last one.
Yeah, that's fair.
Whereas last time we went in not knowing what to expect, and we were, to say pleasantly surprised, would be an understatement.
And I believe that let's get serious for a moment. The weather, this is the problem with hosting an outdoor wrestling show, and I really wish that the WWE would think about this in the future.
Sure.
What if it snows in Orlando? What if it's raining men?
Yep.
Hallelujah. What if it's raining men?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
A little letdown since the last one, but they really picked it up at the end.
Yeah.
They almost murdered a man.
I think it built a little better, you know, a nice crescendo. Whereas the last one, I remember the match ended, and there was another 8 or 9 minutes of the video of them just kind of standing around and in the water, and I wasn't sure what was happening.
Yeah, I think this match was a little more consistent in terms of always having something going on in terms of some fighting, some strikes, some submission holds. Mm-hmm. Not as much walking.
Yes.
You know, just holding a guy in a chin lock and walking around the park as the last match. But the last match had so much like zany random stuff. I mean, Jordan, you're right. I mean, a lot of that was expectations. I mean, this match had the bonfire
right.
and Lex being chucked into the vat of hot water. So, I mean, this had some zany antics, too. What grade did we give the other match? I don't even remember.
We went high.
I want to say
it was
like
very
nine.
High, like
eight and a half or nine.
What would you guys say for this one?
I feel like
I was 6 3/4.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna say I feel like I can't go as high, but you know, overall, you know, early on I was a little disappointed, but they got me hooked, and by the end I was still satisfied. I'll go flat 7 though.
Yeah, I think I'll go with the 6 3/4 with Steve.
Okay, then I'll amend mine, so we just go 6 3/4 all the way across.
Sure, cool. Don't have to work out the average.
Right.
Any high spots for you, Jordan? Like, what are the high points of the match?
I mean, I think that this is not character. I think Kota Ibushi is really a reprehensible human being. He threw a man into a barrel of hot water. You know, and essentially left him to die. He could have burned to death. He could have drowned. So, yeah, anytime a filthy, disgusting-looking man gets thrown into possibly boiling water and left for dead, that's a high spot for me.
Mm-hmm. Glenn, how about you?
The segment of the match, I'd have to say, is what we're calling kayaking gone wrong. that was just I'm not sure if it was supposed to go better than that. I think it probably was, but the fact that neither Generico nor Ibushi could even fit in their kayaks and everyone was shoving them along, and then of course Lex comes over and falls all over himself, that whole segment really picked it up.
I'm trying to think of what Lex reminds me of, and I think like a combination of wrestling of Lex Luger, Toru Yano from New Japan.
Yeah, the facial expressions. And
El Gigante. Like the hair, just the super odd, maybe a great Kali, the extreme awkwardness with his body.
Mm-hmm. And which kid was that on Peanuts who always had the cloud of dirt?
Pigpen?
Pigpen, yes.
besides the accidental mini stout man ass through the windshield, followed by the owner of the truck kicking him repeatedly. I always enjoy when you bring little kids into the mix. So I enjoyed Generico taking a running start, and I thought he was going to throw the kid at one point.
Yeah,
that was a high moment for me, and when everyone came together in the middle of the match too. To skank around the campfire.
And of course, acknowledgement has to go out for dirty Lex Luger pulling down Kota Ibushi's tights and biting him on the ass.
I liked his use of the flag, too, to hide himself behind the American flag, almost to cry sanctuary, maybe think he was free from punishment being inflicted upon, and then to switch it to a flag of surrender when he realized that didn't work.
Yes. Does Kota Ibushi, did he deserve the assault? Did being a reprehensible
human... Yeah, he does! Yes! He deserves more, I think.
Yeah, it is very much a moral question that I am sure been discussed in philosophy classes across Japan.
I do not support the death penalty, but I'm okay with, you know, taking our worst and throwing him in a tent and making them bite each other and, you know, throw each other in hot water. That's fine by me, you know.
Yeah, it is up for discussion.
I understand.
I recommend that we all, you know, break down into small subgroups and discuss this with our friends or around a campfire.
Mm-hmm. I'll bring it up at dinner tonight with my family.
No, it is your daughter's birthday, so yeah, that would probably be.
You know, and what's weird is she asked for a giant barrel drum for her birthday, so I guess I'll fill it with water and heat it up and see what happens.
Well, there you go. I mean, what we're going to do, folks, is we're going to take off. We thank you for joining us. I will have the fish boil for Jordan's daughter's birthday. We will discuss the philosophy of punishment for reprehensible human beings and celebrate with our dear friend El Generico. Take care of your children. Take care of each other. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Listen to our other podcasts.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Voice of Ring of Honor's Kevin Kelly here. I just want to make sure you're all subscribed to all of our great feeds here at Place to Be Nation. Now, it's really easy to do. Just head to iTunes or your preferred podcatcher app today and search for and subscribe to the Place to Be Nation Wrestling Feed, Place to Be Nation Pop Feed, Pro Wrestling Only Feed, and, of course, the Kevin Kelly Show Feed, which includes the full archives of my podcast. Subscribe, listen, and then rate us and leave feedback today. And of course, as always, enjoy all the great action of Ring of Honor Wrestling and everything presented to you on PlaceToBeNation.com.
Place to Be Nation's JT Rizzero here, and I want to let you know that we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com, and we offer them to you across two great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation Wrestling feed, you can check out Scott Criscolo and me on the Mothership, the Place to Be podcast, with our famous vintage wall pay-per-view reviews. PTBN also covers current-day wrestling with the smash hit Clotheslines and Headlines, our steady veteran main event, and the beloved monthly pay-per-view reaction shows with immediate feedback on all pro wrestling super shows. Relive wrestling's past with our monthly pay-per-view rewind series led by Ben Morse, the always contentious Dangerous Alliance podcast, and, Survey Says, a fun look back at the good, bad, and ugly of WCW. On our very popular Place to Be Nation Pop podcast feed, we offer such great shows as the Glenn Butler Podcast Hour Spectacular, Rank and File, NBA Team, Lucha Undead, Geek and Sassy, and a veritable podcast heaven for comic fans with hard-traveling fanboys, Sellers Points, Todd Weber's Conversation, and Imaginary Stories. Subscribe to both of those feeds on iTunes and rate and leave feedback for us as well. All of these shows plus others available at PlaceToBeNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus tournaments and more. Be sure to support our site by using PlaceToBeNation.com/Amazon when doing your online shopping, and download our free Place to Be Vintage Vault Refresh eBooks via the links on the right-hand side of our site. We also want to thank our friends at Bonehead's Wing Bar in West Warwick, Rhode Island and Fall River, Massachusetts, TheHistoryOfWrestling.com, and Scott Keats' Blog of Doom. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
The PWO PTBN feed has changed its name, now known simply as Pro Wrestling Only, so it should be easier to find and indeed to say. All of your favorite shows are still here, including Where the Big Boys Play, Letters from Kayfabe, Titans of Wrestling, Tag Teams Back Again, This Week in Wrestling, and many, many more, including our full archives of tremendous content. So make sure you subscribe to the Pro Wrestling Only feed today.